Hi, I'm Andrew Croft, and you're listening to Open Doors Canada's World Watch Weekly. On today's episode, we'll talk about the number three country on the World Watch List, why it's so dangerous to be a Christian there, and share a story of a believer from the Horn of Africa. For more information about Open Doors Canada, or about the World Watch List, please visit our website at www.opendoorsca.org. Enjoy today's episode.
Welcome back to the World Watch Weekly podcast from Open Doors Canada. I'm Jared, here with Andrew. How are you today, Andrew?
I'm doing good, Jared. How are you doing yourself?
I have been a lot better, to be honest, and I'll tell you why. Do you remember a couple episodes ago, I told you how I went for a walk and got a sunburn?
Yes.
Okay, well, this morning I woke up to blowing snow and probably about an inch of snow on my driveway, which was just really not what I wanted to wake up to on May the 11th.
Yeah, I can understand. Thankfully, we didn't have too much here, but I could see a bit of snow on the cars across the street from me.
If I had anywhere to go today, which I don't because it's isolation, I would have had to brush off my car, and I don't like doing that in May.
No, no kidding. You don't often get snow like this in May.
Yes, it's disappointing, but that's okay.
And all our friends on the West Coast, they're all like I'm seeing Facebook posts of a friend who's like, it's 26 degrees, we're at the beach. I'm like, what? But there's snow falling from the sky here, and we're not even in like the cold part of Canada, so.
It's awful. My brother-in-law did something similar. He lives in Florida and sent us a picture of him on the beach with palm trees swaying in the breeze.
So mean. So mean.
So, Andrew, last week you said you were planning to do some fasting this week. How did that go?
It went well. It went well. Thank you for bringing it up and challenging me. I'm glad I issued that challenge, and I hope some of our listeners took it up. For me personally, it's been a very positive challenge. I did fast, and I've really just been challenged in my spirit to do more fasting. And so thank you so much for challenging me on that. But, you know, let's dive into today's episode. We're going to talk about the number three country on the World Watch List, which is Somalia. Somalia has been a country of concern for the persecution of Christians for a long time. It's been on the top 10 of the World Watch List since 2009, and it's one of only a handful of countries to ever be ranked number one on the World Watch List.
Yeah, Islam is the official religion of Somalia, and no other religion is allowed to be propagated at all. In other words, no Christian evangelism is allowed in Somalia. According to many Somalis, quote, a Somali is born Muslim and dies Muslim, end quote. In fact, it's stated by religious leaders that there's no room for Christianity, Christians, or churches in the country of Somalia.
Yeah, Somalia is a tough country for Christians just by itself, but the presence of the Islamic militant group Al-Shabaab brings extra concern. Al-Shabaab operates in Somalia and considers Christians from Muslim background to be high-value targets. Al-Shabaab has repeatedly expressed a desire to rid Somalia of Christians. Because they control many parts of rural Somalia, Christians in those areas are left with no protection whatsoever. And so while no part of Somalia is safe for Christians, the harshest places are under the control of Al-Shabaab. And now with the current COVID-19 situation going on, Al-Shabaab has actually blamed Christians for the virus, and so it's just increasing pressure on our brothers and sisters.
Yeah, and Christians also face serious persecution from family, extended family members, and their community at large. Any conversion to Christianity is regarded as a betrayal of the Somali family and clan, and as a result, if Somalis are suspected of being converts, family members and clan leaders will harass, intimidate, and sometimes even kill them.
That's right. Being exposed as a Christian can mean on-the-spot execution, often by beheading. Things are so dangerous in Somalia for Christians that even the mere suspicion of being a Christian can land you in danger. Young female converts to Christianity remain one of the most vulnerable populations. It is common for a woman suspected of Christianity to be either raped and humiliated in public, or forcibly married to a radical Muslim, or killed.
Yeah, the way that we understand church life is just not a possibility. There's no visible church buildings in the country. Any remaining ones have been destroyed over the last decade. Notably, the Catholic Cathedral in Mogadishu, which was considered one of the biggest church buildings in Africa, was destroyed. Christians have to pray in secret. They have to change their place of worship regularly to avoid detection. There's constant monitoring to see if there are any informal places of worship, such as house churches.
Yeah, Somalia is an incredibly hard country for Christians. And it's a place where, frankly, it's hard to see the gospel taking root. And yet we know the gospel has been able to thrive under persecution in other countries. In fact, there's a book by a guy named Nick Ripken called The Insanity of God that addresses this very issue. Nick was a missionary working in Somalia in the 90s and saw basically every Christian he knew in the country executed. And this led him and his wife on a journey to find out if the gospel could flourish in a place like Somalia. It's an incredible book. I highly recommend it. You can actually purchase it on our website, and we'll put a link in the description to that. In his journey, he discovers places where the gospel thrives under high, high levels of persecution. And so while Somalia seems like a place where it would be hard for the gospel to ever take root, we can have hope and we can pray and believe that the gospel will take root because the gospel spreads under persecution.
An interesting fact about Somalia is that there's actually more Somali people outside of Somalia than inside. So, Andrew, I want to share a story of a Somali believer named Hassan. He was living in the Horn of Africa. When Hassan was a young boy, his father started seeing visions while he was out herding. In these visions, Christ appeared to him and said, "It's me, Jesus. Do not be afraid, for I am with you." When his father told people about it, they treated him like he was possessed. The family called the sheikhs to pray and cast spells on him to stop these visions, but the experiences increased until his father heeded the call of Christ. That decision marked the beginning of intense persecution. Hassan says his mother left with his baby sister. His younger brother was taken away by relatives. Only he stayed with his father and saw all the persecution he went through. Hassan's father was beaten and slashed with a machete. He has scars all over his body from the persecution, and although he sought justice from the authorities against those who attacked him, he never got it. When those attacks didn't work, the community offered him money to return to Islam, but he never gave in to their pressures. This is when his family and the community rejected him, pulled away from him. Nobody wanted to talk to him, and when they did, it was all verbal abuse. Eventually, Hassan and his father were thrown out of the community. Hassan explains, "In the Somali culture, there is big interdependency between families and relatives. That is what holds the whole community together. If one escapes by becoming a Christian, they will not give up on you. No matter what, they will pursue you until you come back. Even though they hate you, they want you to come back. Your family is pressured with questions such as, 'Why has your son or daughter left?' They will do anything to get you to come back. Beat you, have you arrested, tie you up, get the sheikhs to pray for you. When you don't give in, the entire community will chase you out. It is so hard to lose the people in your life that you depended upon, people you have known your entire life." End quote. After his father was thrown out, Hassan received a sponsorship from a well-wisher to attend a good school far from home. It's here that his journey to Christ started. He says, "I did not realize that the Lord was using my father to drive me to himself." Hassan says this about his father. "He used to be illiterate. No one preached Christianity to him. No person convinced him to become a Christian. As a Somali, to become a believer in a place where there is not a single church is significant. This is what Jesus did. And when I compared his life to what it was before, I knew that he had seen the light. My dad gave up his family, his relatives, and his community for this God of his. This God enabled an illiterate herder to cling to him amidst persecution. No matter how hard the situation was, how rejected he felt, my father still clung to Christ. And that was the life I wanted. That was the God I wanted to believe in. That is the kind of God I needed." After he came to Christ, Hassan faced some persecution, not quite on the level his father did. "People told me that I had become like my father. They told me, 'You are an infidel. You don't deserve to be among us.' I didn't have any friends. I was very lonely. I had no one to talk to. Although I want to tell the world that I am a Christian, I don't because I fear for my life. But God makes it possible for me to survive this isolation. When Jesus died for humankind, he also died for me. Now, when one door closes, I know another will open. When I lose something, I know I also gain something."
It's a very challenging story when we think of Hassan. Like he says, "I have no friends," because he follows Jesus. You know, believers like Hassan desperately need prayer. So we want to take a few moments and share some ways that you can pray for Somali believers. The first request is this: please pray for Somali believers around the world. Pray that Somali believers will stand strong in the faith and not be swept away by the big waves of persecution. The pressure on them is very intense.
Let's also pray that more Somalis will come to know Christ. Many think Christianity is bad. Pray that they will see the goodness of Christ. Pray that Somali Christians' perseverance in suffering will make them see Christianity more positively.
And let's also pray for Somali believers who feel isolated and alone because they can't meet regularly with others for fellowship. Now, as I was researching for this episode, I came across this quote: many Christian Somalis live a lonely life, but you can visit them in prayer today. So let's take a few moments right now and let's visit with our brothers and sisters from Somali descent. God, I'm so thankful for my brothers and sisters, my Somali brothers and sisters that know you. God, I thank you that you've called them to yourself. God, and my heart breaks for them right now, God, in the loneliness, God, the isolation. God, I pray for them. I pray, Jesus, that you would make yourself so real to them. May they know that they are not alone. God, that their brothers and sisters in Canada this week are visiting them in prayer. God, I pray that they would be encouraged and strengthened today. I pray for those who are facing intense persecution. May you give them perseverance. May you give them courage and boldness to stand strong amidst the storm, God. May they continue to follow you with their eyes fixed on you, Jesus. And I pray for Somalia and for Somalis across the world. God, I pray that you would call many to yourself. God, I pray that there would be a deep work of God in Somalia. God, that many would come to faith in Jesus Christ. And while Al-Shabaab would try to stop it, while the government would try to shut it down, God, we know that nothing can shut you down. Nothing can shut your church down. And so, God, we pray, Father, that there would be many who would come to faith in Jesus Christ in Somalia. God, do a deep work in that country. We pray all these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for joining us for this week's episode of the World Watch Weekly podcast. Please remember to subscribe and leave us a rating on your podcast platform. We're looking forward to seeing you next week as we discuss the next country on the World Watch list. Till then, we hope you stay safe and encouraged, and may the grace and peace of Christ go with you. God bless.
Thanks for listening to Open Doors Canada's World Watch Weekly podcast. The goal of this podcast is to encourage Canadians to pray for our persecuted family. To find out more, please visit our website at www.opendoorsca.org and click on Get Involved and Prayer.